We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last night was a magical, magical night at Madison Square Garden. But if you were at Madison Square Garden, I feel bad for you. Because even though you had this incredible experience that you'll never forget, you didn't have our experience. And our experience, for those that were smart enough to watch last night's Knicks game on MSG and not go to the national broadcast, is you got to witness a rarity. I call it a broadcasting unicorn. You got yourself a Mike Breen double bang. Now, just to give you context.
Yeah, give me the history of the double bang.
Obviously, you know Mike Breen, who's one of the great announcers of all time, I have to admit it, and is an alum of WFAN. He did updates for Don Imus back in the day. I was lucky enough to fill in for Mike Breen on Don Imus when I was like 8 years old. So Mike Breen is a legendary broadcaster. But he's also such a big-time broadcaster that he doesn't do as many Knick games as he has in the past. So to get Mike Breen to do a Knick game in the postseason is pretty badass, okay? So his famous call when someone hits a three is bang! Very good call. Bang! It's like Marv Albert had, yes! Mike Breen has, bang. When Mike gets very excited and a situation warrants it, he will go double bang, which sounds like this. Bang! Bang! It's a double bang. These are rare. I want to give you a quick history of the double bang because you can count them on one hand. Let's go back to the bubble. Let's go right back into that weird time of the bubble when Luka Doncic hit a game-winning shot, and that made Mike Breen say, this is worthy of a double bang.
Finney Smith to inbound. Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Doncic wins the game at the buzzer!
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's because of the import, right? It won the game.
It won a postseason game.
At the buzzer, of course.
How about this one? Knick fans, I didn't hear this one live because I was at Madison Square Garden. I was in the building that night. It was a double bang against the Knicks. It was that classic opening night 2 years ago. Remember when you beat the Celtics in overtime or double overtime, whatever it was? Boston tied the game on a Jaylen Brown three, and that caused Mike Breen to give a double bang for the other team.
Into Tatum. Tatum falls down. Throws it ahead. Schroeder. Schroeder to Smart. Three-pointer. Bang! Bang! He ties the game at the buzzer.
Yeah, it's a classic. This one I'm kind of surprised about. This is Eric Gordon tying a game against the Lakers in the regular season at the buzzer, or right before the buzzer, and Mike thought this is worthy of a double bang.
Gordon puts up a three. Bang! Bang! He ties the game! 2 seconds remaining. Caldwell Pope at the buzzer. One goal and we go to overtime!
But I'd like to give you my favorite double bang. Maybe up until last night. I remember watching this live. Saturday night ABC, the Thunder against the Warriors, tie game, and Steph Curry pulls up from the logo and says, what up, everybody? That was clearly worthy of a double bang, and Mike Breen did not disappoint.
Do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
That's not a lot of double bangs. And it's intriguing, Teague, to see when Mike Breen decides something's worthy
That's
of it.
That's the totality of the double bang.
Apparently, there are a few others, right, but they're very tough to find.
Either way, but the ones that are easily findable.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
Let's take you to last night. We all know the situation. We all lived it. The Knicks get a nice shot by Jalen Brunson where he gets the roll to pull them within two. the inbound pass starts to become a mess. I want a timeout. I'm not getting a timeout. Ball is loose. DiVincenzo has a top of the key three. He misses it. I Heart big-time offensive rebound. OG Anunoby back to Dante. And Dante DiVincenzo's three with about 7 seconds to go, something of that nature. Mike Breen felt was worthy of a double bang. I want everybody to close their eyes unless they're driving and try not to get completely scintillated from this double bang.
Won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Anunoby. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
You know what's so crazy about that?
I felt like he wanted to throw another one.
He wanted to go triple bang.
It sounded like he wanted to.
And by the way, I my record show never done a triple bang.
It sounded like he was right on the edge of saying another bang. It
takes a lot of stamina to have a triple bang.
Right. True. True.
What's so amazing about this?
Most men can't pull that off.
No, I certainly can't. Now, let me eat that ass. Hey, careful back there. What's amazing about this double bang is all those other double bangs came as almost buzzer beaters, right? Or things with less than a second ago. There was still time for a full play, which we saw because Tyrese Maxey got to the tin and it was blocked by I Heart. That's pure Breen emotion that he whipped out a double bang in that moment. And I would tell you, as an independent observer, as an IBO, totally worth a double bang.
Oh, definitely was worth a double bang.
My favorite double bang.
Yeah.
That was epic, man.
Was that your favorite? Pat Boyle played all of them. And he's filling in for Tommy Lugauer today. He's also a soul who's an Islander Knick fan, so he had quite a night last night.
Oh, yeah, what did you do last night?
Yeah, so I kept both games on, and I just the Islanders' loss was inevitable. It was totally
that's what I mean.
Inevitable.
So most people who were watching that saw it in the inevitability and just, all right, I'll just look at
it. I told my roommate half-heartedly when it was 3-0, I was like, they'll find a way to blow this. And then when the Hurricanes scored the first one, I said, they're blowing this, bro. They're blowing it.
But keep this in mind. We all agree with that, right. But that doesn't mean we're shutting the game off. Just because we know they're going to blow it because that's what they've done all year.
If you are also a Knick fan.
Yeah.
If you're a diehard, because there's only a couple that are diehard. Pat, you're more diehard Knicks than you are Islanders.
Yeah.
Right, so it's easy for you. But if you're diehard,
yeah,
you had a choice, you're picking the Knicks.
Yeah, but there doesn't have to be a choice. Why do you keep saying there's a choice? You got two TVs or two tablets
not
or whatever.
Not everybody has two TVs.
Now, for Islanders and Knicks playoff games, if you're a diehard fan, you got to find one. You got to plug one in from another room. I've done that before. You go steal your kid's TV.
You bring it to your room, plug it in.
You
got one TV in your house?
The laptop or phone. Yeah. Streaming on the laptop or the phone.
Split screen.
Or you go radio.
I mean,
you got to do something.
Split screens?
I don't know.
You remember picture-in-picture was like a huge thing, and then it just went away.
Because it was stupid. You were taking away a part of the thing. That's why the split-screen option is the new picture-in-picture. It's better.
Huh. Does anyone have split-screen?
I don't have split-screen.
Optimum customers do.
Interesting. Because I feel like more people now just go out and get the second TV or just put a tablet up and say, I'll do it that way. Anyhow, as someone who played all the bangs, which one was your favorite double bang?
That
was
one.
It last night?
Absolutely.
So that's the new favorite of double bangs by Mike Breen?
Yeah, because it's a Knicks end-up game-winning shot.
Oh, so you're just being biased towards the Knicks. Okay.
Absolutely. And I think the only one that was in the postseason was the Luka, and it was the bubble. So this is a postseason game winner for the Knicks. It doesn't even compare.
Can you imagine if the Knicks are in the NBA Finals? I know that sounds crazy right now, but let's just say they get there. And someone hits a game-winning shot or a significant shot late in the game. Mike Breen may give you the triple bang. That's the only way we may see it.
Yeah.
Breen, Knicks, Finals. Dante DiVincenzo from the corner. We may get a quadruple bang.
Has anybody ever asked him about his double banging?
I'm sure. I think it's private. Maybe he doesn't like to talk about it.
I would say he also represents a lot of men. His double bang list, very eclectic.
Very eclectic.
But I just wonder if anybody's ever asked them and if they'll ever see a triple bang.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I think that Mike, if I had to guess, I've met Mike Breen a couple of times.
Why don't you should ask him this?
Well, because I haven't seen him in like 7 years. The last time I saw him was that dinner I went to where I was throwing up because I was eating meat.
Oh, yeah.
I was so embarrassed.
Imagine Breen calling that a double bang.
Right. There goes Evan. He's in the bathroom. Bang! Oh, bang! Here's another one.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was at the MSG table that night. I don't know how I got there. They must have made a mistake. And I ate steak way too fast. Plus, I have this issue. And I had to choke. So that's when I went into the streets of New York City to choke it out. Mm-hmm. That's the only way for me to get it out. I had to throw it up. And Mike Breen was there. I never said anything, though. What was I going to say? Hey, Mike, excuse me, sir. I have to go throw up in the streets of New York City. Do you mind coming out and broadcasting it for me? The other thing from last night is that the Philadelphia 76er fans, or 76er announcers, touched the money. We'll play that for you in a couple of minutes. Let's get back to your calls. Bill in Forest Hills. What's up, Bill?
Hi, it's Phil.
Phil, sorry about that. What's up, man?
Sorry, first of all, I remember an incident as a Nets and Islanders fan a couple of years ago. The night they lost Game 7 to the Bucks, it was also the same night Ryan Pulock made that amazing save to preserve an Islander victory against Tampa in the semifinals.
Yeah, you know the reason I don't remember that?
I was conflicted.
I was DVRing the Islander game that night because I was at Game 7. So I had a very different experience that night. But yeah, unfortunately, sometimes we get this, where we get these dueling moments. Now, the Ranger fan, which is more associated with the Knick fan, they've been split up. Like, that's the one really good thing if you're a Knick Ranger fan is that they never play on the same day outside of Sunday where one team is playing at 1 o'clock, the Knicks, and the Rangers are playing at 8 o'clock. In fact, you have a great opportunity to maybe have dueling road trip sweeps if you want to get a little cocky right now. Go down to Philly for the 1 o'clock tip. Game's over by 3:45, 4 o'clock. Finish the I-95 trip down to D.C. Rangers Capitals game 4, 8 o'clock at night.
The double broom?
The double broom game. Mm. And by the way, it'll probably cost you less than going to one game at Madison Square Garden.
you're right.
If you're going for a sweep.
No, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about that. It absolutely will cost
you less. How many people are going to plan on that one? Philly Sunday afternoon, D.C. Sunday night, maybe a double broom situation. We'll see.
There will be at least two guys the furthest thing away from relationships that do that on Sunday, for sure.
I'm sure. Let's go to Jim in Basking Ridge. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Evan. I actually do have a Knicks point. I'm not going to get you on a state capitol this time.
Oh, okay, good.
But, you know, you mentioned that Tyrese Maxey had a mental mistake.
Yeah.
And he had a physical mistake that no one's talking about. And if he was a Knick and he did this, we'd be crucifying him.
What are you talking about? The final play where it got blocked?
No. When he was on the ground, he lost the ball. He stood on the ground forever.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't block him.
Right. He didn't get up to defend.
Right.
He didn't get up. That's why Dante was so wide open.
Mm. It was brutal. Sal and BT are calling this guy he's a great player and this and that. That was awful. That cost him the game.
But he did have a
wide open shot.
Okay, but a couple of things. They're not in that situation without Tyrese Maxey. He made a three from the logo a few seconds earlier. He shot 45% from three. He scored 35 in this game. And remember, he was questionable because he was sick. So I understand criticizing him for that last play, the mental mistake of not calling the timeout, the physical and mental mistake of not getting back up to try to defend Dante DiVincenzo, like, that is fair game. But what I also don't think you can do, if we're being fair, and we don't need to be fair, we could just curse out Tyrese Maxey all day. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be fair at all. I like to be fair. I try to be fair. You can't discount 35, 10, and 9 from Tyrese Maxey and basically say he sucks. Yeah.
Well,
like, you
sick.
Can't say that.
Right, he scored 68 points in these two games. He's done his part.
And think about the way the game started, too. So, Tiki, I give you credit, said to me at about 5 o'clock, because I called Maxey out. I said, are you serious? This guy's going to not play because he's not feeling well? It's a postseason game. And you assured me, you said, Evan, it's just a mental game.
Yes.
He's going to play. Not only does he go out and play, but remember how the game started? We all forget that. The game started 9-0, and Tyrese Maxey got off to an incredible start. This coming off the fact that we weren't sure he was going to play. And he hits the three from the logo that we all thought was the game. I mean, we're being honest with each other. When Maxey hit that long three.
It's like one of those days. This dude is going to score 50.
No doubt. No doubt. We all thought the same thing. It was a minute to go. It put him up by four. This game's over. Now, that final sequence, yeah, he screwed up. He also got to the 10, and Ihart made this incredible block, which is the other underrated play of the game. But I don't think you could minimize everything he did. Look, if Philly's going to come back in this series, Tyrese Maxey's going to have to continue this outstanding play.
Right.
The difference is Philly's going to have to close the Knicks out, which they've been unable to do.
Well, they're going to need contributions from somebody else other than Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. I mean, it felt like every play was the same thing just on the other side of the court.
Yeah.
Right? Dribble handoff, pick and roll, Embiid, Maxey. That's what it felt like the entire time.
That's why the question is, does Batum, Hield, Kelly Oubre in Philly give you different production? Because their production in the first two games was not good.
None.
Let's go down to the fine city of Philadelphia. Mike is in Philly. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys? Hey, I want to give you the pulse of the Philly fan around here. I'm a Nick guy down here in Philly.
Yes.
Listen, once these Philly fans, they start talking about the refs this, the refs blew it, we're in their heads. So I got this plea for everyone out there, particularly those of you in Jersey. Come down to the game Thursday night. Let's fill that place up with orange and blue. Let's cheer on the Knicks. And again, I keep stressing this. They don't care about the Knicks guys went to Villanova. They're not going to be rooting for them. That's just a ridiculous notion. But let's go Knicks. Thanks for taking the call.
I think they have a chance if the Knicks fan wants. And look, I understand work may get in the way. Your kids may have school. That may get in the way. Maybe the finances get in the way. Totally understand that. But you have an opportunity right now to fill that building up. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at these prices. They're still expensive in the real world. I don't want to act like it's dirt cheap. But compared to what it costs to go to Madison Square Garden, it is dirt cheap. Mm-hmm. You can be in that assembly room, the one we have tickets for Game 6. We'll see if there is a Game 6, for $93.
Is that it?
$93. To get into Madison.
For Game 3?
For Game 3. $93. You want to sit.
Wow.
Section 217A, which, by the way, not a terrible seat. It's upper level. $105 a ticket. You couldn't get seats at the Garden for even close to that. So it's right there in front of you.
And if you're in Jersey, as he was just saying, that's a quick drive.
Very quick drive.
It's probably, if you went to the Garden, because the Garden was chaos last night.
Yes, it was.
Chaotic. Yeah. And driving around the Garden was chaotic last night. You might be able to get to Philly and back faster than getting to the city and back.
You have a chance to get back quicker. I can tell you firsthand, I have been to numerous 76er playoff games. I've been to one. I've been to two 76er playoff games. They're like kittens. They're like cats. They're not mean. They're not tough.
It's not football. No. Football's a different animal.
This isn't the Eagle fans that you're thinking about. These are softies. They're thinking about who the Eagles are going to draft Thursday night. In fact, maybe that's why the prices are going down. Maybe the Sixer fan is like, I'm more invested in the Eagles' first-round pick.
I'm going to Detroit. Forget Wells Fargo.
It just hit me. Maybe that's why the prices are going down. And being down on two. I mean, that plays a role in it. Fans are human beings. You have to make business decisions sometimes. You know, I would never do that. Sean would never do that.
No.
We stay loyal to our teams.
Yeah, they're not going to draft in the first round until like 10 o'clock.
Oh, so you're saying that's not a good excuse?
It shouldn't be. You could probably go to the game, the Thursday game, and get home before the Eagles
draft. Nah, you think so?
That doesn't give them enough time to get hammered.
I mean, think about how long it takes for the first round to go.
Right.
It's like a 3-hour thing.
Yeah, when do the Eagles pick again?
22nd.
Oh, yeah.
Not to get too inside, but the big story is Roseman's looking to trade up.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
They want the top corner in the draft, yeah.
See? Yeah. Ah, Sixer fans in
they need him because that was their one of the Achilles heels. I mean, I'm being serious.
This is a great opportunity for Knicks fans. Their Eagle fan is saying, we care more about the Eagles than the Sixers. We're down 0-2. We don't believe in this team. Let me just get rid of my tickets. You got a chance to get to Philly. Two tickets, toll prices on the turnpike, plus the cost of eating there for less than one ticket to see a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden. And trust me, I know full well, I've been selling my ticket to Madison Square Garden. I know what's going on. And by the way, thank God I sold him last night. If I was in the building last night, I would have been disgusted. I would have been disgusted. That would have been a very tough night for me.
You were better off at home collecting money.
And tough one for having to hide with the beard and stuff.
Right. Out of there. Well, you know what's funny? I've been to two Knick postseason games with my season tickets. And the Knicks are 0-2 in those games. Game one against Atlanta, the Trae Young game, and game one against Miami last year on a Sunday afternoon. So I have this streak that I would like to keep going.
Well, maybe things would have been different yesterday, Ev.
Mm-hmm. You think everything goes differently if I'm in the building?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Pat's on Long Island. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how's it going, guys? You actually hit my point perfectly with they got to change up the Josh Hart plan. I feel that we didn't win the two games. Diehard Knicks fan, but the Sixers lost allowing wide open threes from a professional basketball player. I don't care about percentages. Josh Hart was left wide open. He's going to hit 8 of 14, I believe you guys said.
Yeah.
And I had a quick question for you in particular, because you mentioned this the pre-series. Can you still afford, with this extra day off, to rest Embiid for game three because of the role players play differently home compared to away?
It's over.
Not down 0-2.
No, it's over. They missed their opportunity.
Yeah.
If the 76ers, and what I said to make it clear, is if doctors are telling you, and that's the key here, if the doctors are telling Nick Nurse, look, we don't think this knee is sustainable, so it would behoove you in a seven-game series, assuming it gets to seven games, that you give him a day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe game one makes sense. Give him a few extra days after the play-in tournament and have him even fresher for game two, or sitting him in game two, the two extra days before game three. But if they tell you, look, he can't get through a seven-game series, then it makes sense to be strategic about it.
Yeah, game two made sense, especially after hurting his knee in game one. He played through it, but still, it made sense for last night.
Now you can't because you're down 0-2. Look, I know that history is meant to be broken, and we've talked about it. I mentioned coming into this series, the Knicks have never won a postseason series in which they lost game one at Madison Square Garden. Luckily for them, they don't have to erase that in this round. Philadelphia has never won a series being down 0-2. They're going to look to erase that. History is meant to be broken. But no team has ever come back from 3-0 down.
Mm-hmm.
It almost happened last year, but it hasn't happened in the history of the NBA. If you are the Philadelphia 76ers, you cannot risk that.
Yeah.
So Joel Embiid will be out there for game three. He'll be out there for game four. And you're going to take your chances, and you're going to leave it all out there. But what would scare me if I'm a Sixer fan, and luckily I'm not, is that Joel Embiid, despite not getting a rebound in the fourth quarter, played pretty damn well overall.
Yeah, well,
Tyrese Maxey's played pretty damn well overall, and the Knicks' best player's done nothing, and you're down 0-2.
Yep.
Oh, my God, Ev. You just put something in the universe.
What did I put in the universe?
Could this city really have two separate 3-0 collapses, one to the city of Philly and one to the city of Boston?
Oh, God. They're not even up 3-0, and you're already putting...
He just planted that seed of possibility into the air.
Stop.
Floating
through.
Sean. I'm not rooting for that. You kidding me? We can't survive that as New Yorkers.
It's likelier that the team that would blow a 3-0 deficit would be the New York Rangers. Because, A, we've seen it happen in hockey before, numerous times. Mm-hmm. And, B, you guys blew a 2-0 lead last year. So it's not that far off. Don't think you're getting away from me, you know?
This was about Philly and Boston. Nothing to do with D.C.
We'll play another edition of Posted and Toasted coming up, where we analyze and guess the old tweets of some of our fellow WFAN coworkers. Plus, Joel Embiid whipped something out last night that's very rare that you can back up. He whipped out a guarantee. We'll analyze it coming up in a few minutes. Coming up in about a half hour, right at 4 o'clock, we will go through, and I just got the list, so I'm looking at it right now from the committee that helped put together the top 20 in New York sports, the Evan and Tiki top 20, the top 20 draft picks over the last 50 years. We are down to our final four. The final four will be unveiled tomorrow at 4 o'clock on the eve of the NFL draft. But today we got the list of the, quote, near misses. So we'll go through the guys that just missed the cut in terms of being in the New York top 20, of course, presented by H.L. Gross Jewelers of Garden City. And then tomorrow, coming up at 4 o'clock, we will hear the final four. By the way, for everyone last night who was so engrossed in the Islander collapse and the Knick miracle victory, how many people then said, you know what I want to do? I'm going to stay up for another 2 hours and watch the Mets take on the San Francisco Giants. Think that was a long list, Teague?
Yeah, no.
I don't think anyone did that?
Not at all.
So you're saying I was the only one?
You were the only one.
Especially with Nuggets-Lakers on as a thriller, too.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Nuggets-Lakers, so...
Wow, what a... Talk about choking.
Oh, my God. So I'm not really watching the game, but I have it on. I see the Lakers are up by 15. Met game ends. I go record a Rico. I go do a live Rico analyzing just a dud of a Met game. I come back to my room with the TV still on. As I'm walking in, Jamal Murray... He's walking across the timeline. I'm hearing they're not using their timeout. I'm like, oh, crap. It's a tie game. And then I obviously see the game winner and Anthony Davis fall into the Denver Nugget bench. And, you know, hilarity ensues. And it was an incredible ending. So what happened before that? Did LeBron miss an open three or something? Is that what happened?
Yep.
It was bad. By the way, Shane, did the Met game feel more boring after what happened at the end of the Knick and Highlander games?
Believe it or not, yes. And I love baseball. Baseball is a wonderful, wonderful sport. But yeah. When you just win.
Playoff basketball and hockey versus a dud. What was it, 5-0? What was the final
5-2.
Score?
5-2.
They got it 5-2. To 5-2. They actually got the tying run of the plate in the top of the ninth, didn't it?
Yeah.
DJ Stewart grounded out.
Right, but it just feels so slow.
Yeah,
relative to the other sports that are happening in New York right
now. It was
now.
Also not a great game. Like, if the Mets had come out and scored 10 runs and they won an exciting game like the way they won Friday night against LA, maybe it would have felt differently. But yes, it was definitely a change of pace going from the craziness of the end of the Islander-Kane game and the end of the Knick game into Mets Giants. But it is 3:30 on a Tuesday, which means it's time for another edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted on Evan and Tiki.
Posted and Toasted.
Yes! Finally, Walt Clyde Frazier said it. That's my favorite. Anyhow, here's how it goes. I will read an old tweet from a WFAN coworker, and Tiki will guess who tweeted it. So we'll read the post, and then you'll toast them. We go back to August 4th, 2014. My armpits smell like maple syrup again today. Mm. Stronger than normal. Is that Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, Sean Morash, or Evan Roberts?
That's Sean Morash. He sounds like a deodorant guy that would...
You're wrong!
What?
It is not Sean Morash. How does that make you feel, thinking that he thinks your armpits smell like maple syrup?
No, it just sounds like something he would do. To like, hey, I can smell myself. I almost want to eat myself.
He's right. I would have that mindset, except, Tiki, when you get to know me, you know, maple syrup, one of my top five foods I despise eating the most.
Really?
That's right.
Well, so what do you eat your pancakes with?
Just butter.
Just butter?
Yeah, a little Isn't melted
it
butter.
Is it dry?
Nope.
Underrated thing you can put on your pancakes besides maple syrup?
Jelly. I was going to do peanut butter, but yeah.
I've never done peanut butter, but I could see that working.
Yeah, a little liquid.
All right, so it is not Sean Morash. You want a second guess here or no?
It's going to be Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
The answer, of course, is Greg Giannotti.
He doesn't seem like a maple syrup smelling guy.
I also think that maple syrup smells good. So if I woke up one morning and my armpits smelled like maple syrup, it would not necessarily be the worst thing in the world.
You wouldn't have concern?
I don't know. I think I would be like that. I mean, it's better than what it could have been. Better than the alternative.
That's the right answer, Sean. What the hell is wrong with you?
Let's go to January 26, 2019. There are not a lot of sexy people at a bowling alley. There are not a lot of sexy people at a bowling alley. Is that Sean Morash, Jerry Recco, Al Dukes, or Greg Giannotti?
That's going to be Al Dukes.
He's got it.
Look at you. All right.
Everybody else is married. They would not be saying that.
Well, but one thing we've learned about Posted and Toasted is you go back far enough, not everybody was married.
But this was 2019.
Oh, that's true. And also we found out that Sean said something about sexy women at a convenience store, and he was married.
Yeah. You could look. You just can't shop.
I just don't think Sean was a bowler, so I eliminated him.
He looks like a bowler, really?
It looks like the only thing he's good at.
It's insulting. I can't bowl without bumpers.
All right, let's go to January 21st, 2014. If this Pro Bowl draft gets a big rating on the NFL Network, Roger Goodell should send a bleep pick to all the other commissioners. And by bleep pick, I mean a picture of
his Johnson.
His Johnson area. So who posted that? Would it be Tommy Lugauer, Greg Giannotti, Sean Morash, or Sal Licata?
Gio.
Yeah, he's got it again.
Wow. I thought I threw him off because we already did a Giannotti.
Yes, but only certain guys can get away with using that kind of phrasing.
But well, he used that phrasing like 10 years ago.
True, but you have to kind of be like a comedian.
Oh, I see.
If Breen, by the way, was calling this toast in a post, he would have gave Tiki the double bang there. He's
bang,
hot.
Bang. Yeah, you're hot. Bang, bang. Yeah, let's see if we can keep this going. June 23rd, 2011. So we're going back 13 years. Wow. Always love the white agent going in for the hug pound. As awkward as a 13-year-old yawning, slipping an arm around his date at the movies.
Who would even think of that?
Is that Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, Sean Morash, or Keith McPherson?
I want to say Keith McPherson.
You're wrong.
Hot streak ends. Now, you want to guess, Sean? Seems like you're very curious.
I have to wonder if that's me.
You're wrong.
Wow, it's the first time I've heard someone guess themselves, and it wasn't them.
Wow.
It was 2011, so Sean was like...
Right, yeah, I was risque.
Right. That's why.
Wait, is the swerve it's Gio again?
You're wrong.
No, it's Brandon Tierney.
BT?
BT, what? Yeah. Always love the white agent going in for the hug pound, as awkward as a 13-year-old yawning, slipping an arm around his date at the movies.
So there you go. It's an interesting
And the white agent is Goodell?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's confusing. Now I'm thinking about that. That's confusing.
All right, here's your last poster on Posted and Toasted.
All right, can I get over 500?
May 3rd, 2018. Fizdale.
18.
Fizdale. Love it. Culture guy. Terrific hire. I'm pumped. Now, we're talking about David Fizdale, head coach of the New York Knicks, so we honor the old Knick history. Is that Sal Licata? Greg Giannotti? Brandon Tierney or Boomer Esiason?
I'm going to say Brandon Tierney.
Yeah! Bang! Bang!
Got a double bang.
Very good. So what'd you do? 3 out of 5?
3 out of 5.
Not bad.
That's a great Tiki day.
That's
there.
A great
Tiki. It's a tremendous
it's
Tiki
been
day.
Mini 0 for 5.
There you go. He's starting to get the hang of it. Posted and Toasted every Tuesday, 3:30, right?
I'm learning about my colleagues at WFAN over the last, how many long weeks have we done this? Month? Two months?
But what I find humorous is... That's your partner. Like, so you could have remembered, you worked with BT for like a decade.
But that's why I kind of knew that was it, because he was jazzed for Fizdale.
He was jazzed for Fizdale.
I remember this.
Well, when did you start doing a show with him? Do you remember the year?
2013.
Oh, 2013. Okay. So he wouldn't have brought up on the air to you, oh, boy, how awkward is it when that white agent goes in for the hug pound?
No.
It's like a 13-year-old. It was before you guys were working.
Right, right. He was... San Francisco, or was he ESPN at that? I can't remember where he was then, in 2011.
But he wasn't working with you.
He was not working with me.
All right,
I think he might have been in San Francisco.
3 out of 5 for Tiki. You can always send the old post that you want featured on Posted and Toasted. Just email me at...
What's my email address?
Oh, yeah, therico@gmail.com. Let's go to Lorna in Long Island City. How you doing, Lorn?
I'm good, Evan and Tiki. What's going on?
All's good, dude.
What's up, man?
Evan, if you recall, I was that one quote-unquote douchey Yankee fan at your Long Island book signing, Long Island City book signing.
Oh, yes. We love the douche Yankee fans. They're my favorite. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Anyway, had a good time. I did. I'm one of those rare Knick Islander fans. Hear me out, though. The Islanders, they kind of got in, obviously, by the skin of their teeth. You know, it was almost like a bonus. Plus, they're basically like the Capitals. Sitting ducks where they are against the Hurricanes.
Right.
So my expectations aren't really there for them. The Knicks, on the other hand, have been hot all season, other than when OG and Randall were out. So I think based on that, Knicks fans have a lot more expectations for them than we would, let's say, the Islanders. You know, I'm 32. My favorite memory is the LJ 4-point play that you referenced in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if somehow the Knicks go all the way, that we'll be looking back on last night in a very similar way.
Yeah, I mean, if they win this series, like that, let's take baby steps at a time. Yeah. If they win this series and advance to the second round 2 years in a row, but only the third time in the last 24 years.
Yeah.
I think that moment from last night will be in the Knick history archives as one of those great moments.
I think that it has to ultimately mean something, right? Like you have to, it's lasting. So getting to the second round, is that lasting for the Knick fans? I don't think so.
Because they did it last year and because they did it in 2013?
So your statement, I think you said this definitely about the Giants, and I'm pretty sure you said it about the Knicks too. That they need to take the next step
correct.
In order to be considered a success.
Yes.
After the evolution of this team, I 100% agree with you. right? The Knicks need to get to the conference finals. Mm-hmm. And if they do that, that's the bar for me. If they, or I guess for a lot of people, if they get to the conference finals, then we'll remember this play because this play helped them get there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I want to use the Yankees as an example because the Yankees obviously have this great, great history. So you think their bar is a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and look at the last 10 years, because really the Yankees haven't done anything mm-hmm. in 10 years in terms of championships.
Right.
So everything's judged on a different prism. And I ask a Yankee fan, hey, in the last decade, last 10 years, what's that epic Yankee moment? One would argue, in fact, I will right now, or at least I'll attempt to, that maybe it was D.D. Gregorius in the wild card game against Minnesota in 2017.
That was the first one that came right to my mind.
So we're on the same page here.
Yes.
Now, think about that for a second, just to give some kind of equivalence to this.
Yeah, but
they only got... Now, they won the game. They won the next round. They also did that dramatically. And then they lost in the ALCS. They didn't win a World Series. They didn't live in Yankee history like that. Yet, for this generation of Yankee fans, that moment very early in the postseason is probably the moment from the last 10 years that you're like, yeah, that's my favorite Yankee moment. So sometimes something really big can happen early in a postseason, and it can have that lasting impact.
Right. The only other thing that I just think about because of the failures in the championship series, the moments have been for the Astros, right?
But that's not my question.
I know. But these are Yankee moments.
I'm asking great Yankee moments.
But the Yankee moment that you remember, because you're talking about the last decade.
Right.
Right. And you're right. Like the Yankee moment you remember is a negative. It's the Altuve home run.
Yeah, but why did you go to that? I'm asking the best moments, the good moments. Why are you being so negative?
Because you're saying there haven't been a lot of them.
I agree. That's why you got to pick a good moment, not a bad moment. Altuve. You're a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy.
You're more negative than I am.
He was cheating, even though he was supposedly only cheating in 17.
Oh, don't open up this can of worms again. My point is, you can have an epic moment really early in the postseason, but you do have to win. You do have to advance. Like, the Knicks can't lose this series to Philadelphia and have us remember last night in any kind of epic way. And the best comparison I can come up with, and I apologize for making a net reference, but it works, was Kevin Durant's Game 5 performance at Barclays Center in 2021. It was one of the most epic performances of all time. And I remember it was such an epic moment. It was one of those rare times where Craig looked at me and said, yeah, we're going to open with the Nets today. And I said, oh, okay. And I remember him looking at me saying, wow, that's one of the great moments of all time for you. And I said, hold on a second.
For you.
For me. Well, yeah. For Net fans.
Yes.
New York epic moment. And I said, Craig, I want to make this very, very clear. And what I said that day rings very true all these years later. I said, if they don't win this series, this doesn't mean a damn thing. Mm. I'll remember it, but I won't remember it in the way you're talking about it today. And they didn't win the series, as you know. They lost Game 6. They lost Game 7 in heartbreaking fashion. And when I think back to that game, I get sad because they didn't win the series. So if the Knicks lose this series, and we have a long way to go, I'm not telling you are, but if you do lose this series, there's no way in hell we're looking back at Breen's double bang and everything about those last 27 seconds and saying, that's an epic, epic moment.
Ah.
They need to win to make it stick.
I think it depends who you are and where you are. I think for the overwhelming majority of the fan base, you're right. For 18,000 people in Madison Square Garden last night, there's a good chance a lot of them will die and that's their favorite live moment they've ever seen in person.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a very good point.
Maybe
it depends on how many like playoff games you're going.
Well, of course, right. If you're at every game, right. Sure. Like Evan is with the Nets, that's why he doesn't look at it that way. For a lot of people who forked out a lot of money, they will look back on that night last night and say, I was there that night, and that's my favorite sports moment I've ever seen in person.
I think there would be enough people that would say, it can't stick. We lost the series, especially now. They're up 2-0.
Right. But so I went to a Seder last night. It was at my partner's Mark Gerson's Seder. And so Tracy took the train in. And so she took the train to Penn Station.
Yes.
And so she's like, I'll just take the subway. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go up that way anyway. Because, you know, you go across and you come up 8th Avenue. I'm like, I'll just wait for you at Penn Station. And it was like chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of Penn Station.
Right now, like, chaos, yeah.
Like driving through there. And Tracy, it took her like 20 minutes after our show ended. But I was like, Tracy, trust me, it's going to take me that long to find some place to wait for you. And so there was this family got out of a car, right? Just the SUV. It was, woman got out, she dressed all nice, had her purse, dad had sweat and a hoodie on, and these two little kids with, like, Knick jerseys, you know, one had Brunson. I forget who the other one was. Other jersey, whatever it was. They were just walking in. They could tell they were so excited. They're probably 6 or 7 years old. Maybe a little bit older. Those kids will remember this game forever.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll give you that. The 6 and 7 year old. Right. Yes.
Probably a little bit older. But yeah. they went with mom and dad to this game.
Yeah.
It's probably their first playoff game. And that happened.
And they saw that.
And they saw that.
And they heard that, too. Forget seeing it. They heard the loudness and the reaction. And not just the reaction of the explosion after the DiVincenzo three. One of my favorite parts about the NBA is that split second when a shot is up.
Uh-huh.
The silence. That very quick silence as Dante puts up his second three.
The beauty of it, unlike any other sport, I guess hockey is close, but there's an obstruction there. Right, there's the board. The board is there. The glass is there. Football is too far away. Baseball is way too far away. Basketball, when things like DiVincenzo's shot happen, it feels like everybody is in a mosh pit.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like everybody's on top of each other.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of basketball. It feels really intimate.
No, I
when
get
big
you.
Moments happen.
A very good observation from Marco in Connecticut. Marco, how are you?
What's up, Marco?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. I just want to point out, Tiki, if you were at that game last night, man, you would have been on that escalator. You would have missed that that play. You would have been in your car listening to it on the fans.
No, I wouldn't. It's a playoff game. Well, no.
Evan would have been waiting for you like, oh, man, where is he?
Marco brings up a very good point. You have shown us you leave games early.
Yeah, but this game was tight.
Hold on. When Tyrese Maxey's going to the line up by four, you're not standing up, giving me the fist bump, saying, all right, hell of a game. I'm out.
No. By the way, if they were down by 15 with 3 minutes to go, yeah, I'm out. See ya.
Sean, 4-point game. Kyle Lowry's at the line.
It's too close.
Yeah, but Lowry's going to the free throw line. We assume he's going to make both free throws, not choke on a second free throw. 45 seconds to go. Does Tiki stand up, give us fist bumps, and say, hey, fun time, I'll see you tomorrow?
His back's turned to the action. He's already up the stairs. He's trusting Lowry's made the fifth. That's it.
That's why you don't leave games early. Could you imagine
it's
if you
left? It's a playoff game.
So you won't leave a playoff game early?
Y'all are talking about the Knicks-Nets. What week was that?
I don't know. It was the regular season.
It was a regular season nonsense game. Was it was that right after the trade, right?
I don't remember.
It was.
I try to black out this season.
It was
because
Precious
much.
Was playing.
Okay.
Right. So,
well, Tiki, if this game last night was a Net-Nick playoff game and that same thing happened, but it was in Brooklyn, are you even in the building for the fourth quarter?
Mm. Yeah, because the traffic getting out of there can be a pain. You don't like that.
Probably not.
Probably not.
That's the worst part.
I'm assuming Nick victory and leaving.
I'm assuming that this number isn't very large. But, you know, you mentioned that you ran into a mother and a father taking their kids to Madison Square.
No, I didn't run into him. I was sitting in my car.
You were sitting in your car and you saw him.
I was
waiting
for Tracy, and I was just observing the chaos that was happening around.
I want you to imagine
Madison Square Garden.
I want you to imagine a father or a mother taking their kid to the garden last night, looking at their watch, looking at the train schedule, and saying, "You know what? We've had a good time. Let's leave."
No,
because there had to have been people who missed the conclusion of that game last night.
They got dropped off in a very nice chartered SUV.
Okay, I don't mean them,
but I'm just saying the only reason you would leave is you have kids and you're like, "Well, it's getting late. Kids got school tomorrow."
Train schedule, that LIRR train schedule. Sean will tell you. You don't think there's anybody? I'm sure there is. Who, for whatever reason, maybe they're embarrassed.
There are always people leaving the arena.
Could
always.
You imagine leaving that game early and seeing that happened? Mm. Oh, my God. That would be as bad as it gets.
Right.
That would be as awful as it gets.
Especially
oh
if it's the catalyst that propels the Knicks to the conference finals and beyond.
No doubt. Anthony's in Staten Island. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Real quick before I get to my next point, Sean, you're one of my favorite people on the planet, bro. But
appreciate that.
Hearing that you don't put syrup on your pancakes and you eat them dry, my opinion of you went down.
Right, I agree, man. That's just that's weird, just, dude.
I think very low of myself as well, Andy.
Right, what happened with syrup early in your life?
Here's the other thing, though. I don't eat plain pancakes. So there's always a blueberry or chocolate chip involved.
Does that make it any better, Anthony?
Mm. I just feel like it's very dry.
I agree.
Syrup.
But, I don't know who's making your pancakes.
Anyway, guys, so
you like yours?
I really hope you guys don't kill me for this.
What's
because
up?
I'm a Knicks fan that, although, don't get me wrong, I'm so happy about the way the game turned out the last two games. But one bounce of the ball, guys, we're down this series 0-2. Okay, that's just a fact.
Okay.
All right, Brunson is pretty much non-existent,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty much non-existent. His percentage is pretty much in the gutter. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
This heart play, let's just call a spade, is completely not sustainable. Okay, he's not going to continue to shoot the three ball like this. He's not a three ball shooter. He's a 29-30%.
Dude, he had zero games this season in which he made four threes. He's just pulled off back-to-backs in game one and two. So I get your point about Josh
Hart.
Okay,
and listen, this might be the unpopular opinion. And again, the ball bounced our way, so I'm really happy about it.
Yeah.
But the home court advantage in MSG last night. And listen, again, happy. We got every call. That inbound play, okay, I know, you know, Nick Nurse called a timeout. He didn't have possession of the ball, so you can't grant the timeout, but whatever. On that inbound play, Brunson murked Brunson.
I understand.
Maxey.
But Anthony, I'm not going to kill you for it because you're a Knicks fan, and you're giving your opinion on how you feel about it. That's why I defended Sal earlier. Someone was killing, I can't believe Sal's so negative. I know a few things about Sal Licata. I've been to Knicks games with him. He's a passionate fan. He may be crazy, but he's a passionate fan. So if he feels negatively the way our last caller feels negatively, you have a right to be wrong. You know, you have a right to feel however the hell you want. But let me tell you why you're wrong. Our last caller is wrong. Let me tell you why. Who gives a rat's ass if the ball bounces this way, you're down 0-2? You're not down 0-2. The ball didn't bounce that way. That's number one. So stop giving a crap about what could have been. It doesn't freaking matter. And I know that as a loser in the past and as a winner in the past. It doesn't freaking matter. That's number one. Number two, you said Jalen's playing like crap. You're right. 29% from the field, 17% from three. He has not been the same guy. We've gone over the reasons why, my theories why, Tiki's reasons why. Doesn't matter. He's been terrible. But then you went on to say Josh Hart playing this way is unsustainable. Well, guess what? You're right. Josh Hart playing this way is unsustainable. You know what else is also unsustainable? Jalen Brunson playing like this. I think that's unsustainable. That's sure. Number two. And then number three about the referees. Did the refs miss a call when Tyrese Maxey had his jersey grabbed? Sure. Did the refs miss a call not calling a timeout late when Nick Nurse was trying to call one? The second one more than the first one? Sure. But the referees last night, don't tell me the Knicks got every break, because that's a lie. Mm. That's WIP garbage. Because the referees overturned a call last night, here we go, where Kyle Lowry clearly committed a foul.
Right.
And somehow, some way, even Breen, and I love Breen, but Breen may as well work for the officials. He don't want to rip the officials. Even Mike Breen said, I can't believe they overturned it. So don't for a second think or tell me every call went the next way. Just because they're bitching and moaning like children in the city of Philadelphia, just because Daryl Morey's picking up his phone to whine to the league and say, we need an investigation, doesn't mean it's true. Like, yeah, there were some calls that went the next way. There were calls that went the Sixers' way. So I just want to be fair, and I know this is weird hearing this from me because you're like, you're not a Knicks fan. No one said I'm a Knicks fan, but I'm honest. And if we're being honest with each other, blaming this squarely on the officials is loser stuff. It's the kind of crap that comes out of the city of Philadelphia. Because you want to know why the Philadelphia 76ers lost last night? Because Kyle Lowry couldn't make a big free throw.
Right.
Because Kyle Lowry couldn't inbound the ball. Because Joel Embiid and his old ass couldn't grab a rebound in the second half of this game.
Yeah, he spends way too much time around the perimeter. Because it's the only way he can get back on defense. He plays offense and at the round the arc. That's it. So they could dominate in the paint. They just choose not to. So.
Why are you giving me that look?
I'm just looking at you.
You're giving me that look. I don't know if it's a look of I love Evan Roberts or I hate Evan Roberts.
Why can't he be both?
I know.
You think it's a big mix of both at the same time? He heard me
I'm
rant.
Confused by Evan Roberts.
That was it. I knew it. I knew it. A Are you confused that I'm passionate about what happened last night?
Yes.
I'm a passionate basketball fan. I love the freaking sport. And you know what I don't love?
You're quietly becoming a Knicks fan?
That's BS, and that's crap. I am not a Knicks fan.
You're rooting for them, and you made money on them last night. It's starting to marry.
Okay,
you're marrying your emotions.
No, no, no.
You're marrying your emotions with your rooting behavior. See, and eventually that becomes fandom.
Now you're pissing me off, okay? I am not rooting for the New York Knicks. There's not even an ounce of me rooting for the New York Knicks.
Let's go next.
Look at how much your tickets will go for in the
Let's go next.
Finals.
Don't do that to me. But the one thing I believe in is fairness. I'm a fair guy. So when I hear the crap I've heard over the last 17 hours, mostly coming from Philadelphia, I'm going to open my mouth and communicate about it. And look, sometimes when I'm honest, it's anti-Knicks. Oh, you're just a hater. And sometimes it's pro-Knicks. Yeah. It's not about being pro-Knick or anti-Knick. It's about seeing what I saw. The Knicks are up 2-0. Scoreboard, bitches. That's what I say.
Let's go next.
And by the way,
and that's not me saying it happily. I'm not happy. I'm just being honest. And nothing else matters that got you to 2-0.
And the fact that the 76ers and the coaches and the fans and media down there are bitching about it does not change it one iota.
Does not. Now, one thing that did happen that we will examine coming up along with your phone calls is Joel Embiid, who I do not like. And you do not like. I told you Friday he's a dirty player, and I got a lot of messages. Oh, you're so right, Evan. Trust me, I wasn't splitting the atom. It's obvious for anyone with two eyes. He's a dirty, dirty, dirty player. But Joel Embiid did something very interesting last night that I think I respect. You know what he did? To quote Tom Hallion, he put his ass in the jack pocket. No, not the jack pocket. What was the quote?
The jackpot.
You put my ass in the jackpot?
That was the Terry Collins.
Thank you. Joel Embiid put his own ass in the jackpot. The
jackpot.
Come on, bro.
Joel Embiid put his own ass in the jackpot. We'll get into that coming up live from the Town Fair Tire Studios. Now, the road to the NBA Finals start right now. New customers on FanDuel can go on their own little playoff run with $150. Place any $5 bet, get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. You could do what I did last time, which is bet the team you don't want to see win, and then when they win, you're upset that they won, but you also won a lot of money. That's an option. That's how I do it. Plus, you could do it your way. Maybe it's first basket score. Maybe it's the over-under. Completely up to you. Go to FanDuel.com/Evan. FanDuel.com/Evan. FanDuel's the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is also the official partner of WFAN. 21 and over, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. You'll hear the near misses in our New York Top 20 coming up in a few minutes, and then we'll get into Joel Embiid putting his ass in the jackpot coming up at about 4:15. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.